Okay, that's our test. Welcome back to
People
Say
Words. This week on People Say Words.
Three questions, enter the ring. On one side, weighing a mighty 127 kilograms. Lane's questions.
Like,
and in the blue corner.
More like 15 kilograms.
Lane in the blue corner. Weighing a whopping 4,000 tons. Andrew's questions.
They're over 5,000. Beep, 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 beep.
Anyway, it is May
29th plus 1, which is 30th.
It's the 30th
of
Holy
May.
Shit, you got it right.
I was close.
Fish.
I didn't even make up a word.
What's the year, Lane?
2017.
Holy smokes. It's all that time at the gym's paying off. You know what date it is
all
of a sudden.
All one time.
All one. Soon to be two
it's
times.
It's
going to
be two
at
times.
The gym. Lane's getting buffed this week.
No, I'm not.
Welcome to Lane's Getting Buffed.
Welcome to my new workout podcast where I weep inconsolably for 1 hour. And you just, it's just my cries.
My muscles. I can't move anything.
Yeah, it's when my body is reminded that my muscles are a thing and they're like, what are these things?
We haven't used these in years.
Let's just put a bunch of lactic acid inside of these.
Pump it up. You're just like,
The pump. I wasn't prepared.
It's like in Gallivant, where he works out too hard and he can't lift his arms.
You've been watching Gallivant? I want to give one of my favorite parts is it's the song where it's the King Richard and he's like talking about how he wants to shoot Gallivant.
Yeah.
And then he like goes to start his song and then is like Gareth is like, "Everybody sing!"
Yeah.
I love that.
When Gareth is young.
Oh, young, tiny, bald Gareth.
Yeah.
Isn't that show great?
That's so funny.
It's a great show. Watch Gallivant.
It's actually really
this
cool.
Week's episode.
It also does a really good job of making fun of Game of Thrones.
Does it?
There's a lot of, like, little jokes in there. This one episode has, like, a really big reference. And I was like...
I've only watched 7 episodes, Mr. Binge Watcher.
I've only watched 8 episodes.
Oh, okay. All right. I don't know if 7's right. The last episode I watched is the one with Ricky Gervais.
That's episode 6.
Oh, okay. And the one with the pirates? Was that the last...
Episode 5.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. The one with Ricky Gervais. That was the last
one.
That
episode was really good, too. No kissing.
Ricky Gervais is like, I love how like everyone's super British, but like Ricky Gervais is like recent British.
Yeah,
he's like, oh yeah, no, you know, please don't operate any vehicles.
You know,
it's a legal reason.
I'm no longer a wizard. I'm a spiritual healer. Anybody can be called that. He's a frog. I turned him into a person. Thing.
He's just phoning it in. Like, it sounds like he's phoning it in.
Yeah, it's like, you're, yeah, you know it's the joke.
Andrew, how was your weekend?
What weekend? Yeah, no. I did not have a weekend. Lane had an intense weekend.
Yeah, no, I went camping, and it's, I would hands down say that's the best camping weather I've ever had in the history of ever.
Too bad you spent it all inside your tent.
No, I was outside actually quite a bit. I got sunburned.
It's a joke.
I know. Beep, beep, beep,
beep. Except that you fell asleep.
I didn't pass out at all, and no one took embarrassing photos of me.
You sure? I'm pretty sure if we go through Genevieve's camera, we're gonna find something.
Whose camera?
Genevieve's.
Thank you.
Genevieve's. By the way, I'm doing a show in September with the girl with the same name as your girlfriend. Yeah.
Whoa!
Yeah, I know. You know, I was like, hey. Actually, this show I'm working on is actually, she's in the show too.
Damn. Well, isn't she, like, big in the industry?
Yeah, she's really big in the arts industry. Mm-hmm. She's a super popular person. Anyway, this week on People Say Words, we're going to talk about questions that we've written for each other. It's going to be crazy.
Yep.
How the podcast works.
Yep.
We have a random number generator we call Chance. Chance.
It's a chance cube.
It's a chance. The chance cube will give us a chance to roll a number. That number associated next to one of our questions that we will then answer in the order the chance is chosen. That order is completely random.
By chance.
By chance.
All right, would you like to start Chance?
I will chance it up.
Chance.
So, one, two, three.
Well, you're rolling for me.
Yeah, D3.
I'm rolling for you, so one.
Lowest.
Okay, so...
Which villain was technically right?
So, any kind of villain movie...
That's not what the question says. The question says, which villain is technically right?
Yeah.
So, which villain... I'm gonna go with, I'm gonna go with
Cersei Lannister?
Cersei Lannister.
Why is she technically right?
Well, at the end of the day, she's the only one alive.
But no, but that doesn't make her technically right, that makes her alive. That's two very different things.
She's technically alive.
No. Which villain... was like oh yeah, no, he was doing the right thing there.
Oh, okay. You want me to be like serious about this?
Well, you can be or justify it.
Or justifiable.
Yeah.
Okay. Bane.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Bane was technically right.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he's a bad guy.
His speech was like,
it's like, oh, my heart, I might shed a tear for you. But yeah, no, he's...
Bane was a member of Communist Manifesto.
Very obviously. So the way he ran Gotham.
The rich stripped from their nests.
When I watched that movie, I was like, this guy's doing it right.
Yeah.
The only thing I might change is not having a bomb.
Yeah, the whole bomb thing.
Yeah.
That's a
little
bit...
come on, you just take that one alone and away? Perfect communist society.
Delicious. I'm actually having trouble. Oh, no, well, there's one that's kind of lame. It was the principal from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, really?
Because Ferris Bueller's just fucking slacking off and skipping school, and he's just trying to catch him.
Right, right.
You know, it's one of those things.
He's doing his job.
He's doing his job. And he's not being a bad guy.
He's just, you know.
He's just doing his job.
It's not really a great villain, though.
No.
I wouldn't call a principal of a high school a villain.
Let me think if I... Well, an antagonist.
Yeah.
Bad guy.
Principal.
Let me think if I can think of a Disney one that was, like, technically right. Oh, John Silver.
John Silver.
From Treasure Island.
Oh.
It was his treasure.
It was, technically.
It was his, like,
And it was taken from him.
It wasn't really taken from him. It was his treasure, but Flint never gave any of it to his crew. He, like, hid it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But...
Because he's greedy.
Because he was a greedy fuck.
He was a greedy...
Pirates
are greedy fucks.
That's...
The land pirates.
The shit land pirates.
John Silver, definitely. Definitely.
He wasn't, and he wasn't even really a bad guy. It's just that he had to leave.
Yeah, but he was associated that way.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, he's kind of, I'd say even like in the original story, he's kind of like a, like not a tragic villain, but he's like, you know... It's much more complicated than just like, oh, surprise, I'm an evil pirate.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I hear you there. Any other, I mean, you look at people like the Joker, and it's like, nah, you're...
Like,
you're
the Joker is obviously not
you're
right.
You're a villain.
Poison Ivy, kind of.
Kind of.
Mr. Freeze. Definitely Mr.
Freeze. Yeah, Mr. Freeze.
He just wanted to save his wife.
Yep.
And, like, it's not like he wanted to steal money to... you know, be greedy. He just wanted to save his wife.
Yeah. Did you ever see that thing about Lex Luthor? Where it was like, even when Lex Luthor went into politics, he sold all of his businesses, and then it shows a picture of Trump.
So now Lex Luthor
is better than Trump.
The bar is that low.
When I saw that meme, I was just like, oh my god.
But also...
It's worse than a supervillain.
There's also a part of... of, like, Batman versus Superman, or, sorry, not Batman, Superman versus Lex Luthor, where Lex Luthor becomes president just to tick off Superman, because, like, and he, like, he even admits to Superman, he's like, do you know how much power I'd have to give up to become president?
Yeah.
Like, that's how low I would have to stoop where I am now.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought that meme was so good. I was like, But yeah,
anti-Trump things.
Villain, technical. Yeah, I can't really think of anything.
Any other Disney ones?
The Tramp from Lady and the Tramp.
Was he a villain? No, I don't think there were villains in Lady and the Tramp. Just
fucking throw shit around. The Beast? Beauty and the Beast.
He's not a villain either. Well, is he? No.
Yeah.
Not really.
He's associated. He kidnaps her father.
Actually, no, Gaston.
Puts him in
Gaston is technically right.
He's a prison in a... Yeah. Yeah, he's in with prison within... They've been spelled into their...
Yeah. Wait, what?
Wait, Gaston being...
The big beefy dude.
Oh.
No.
Oh, the guy who just wants the lady.
Fucks like Gaston.
No one screws like Gaston. Yeah.
No one. I'm gonna... No.
I can't remember it now.
Apparently they made, you know, in the new Disney movie they made his little toad, like his little stooge, gay.
Really?
Yeah, I felt like that was actually, I might have even brought this up in another podcast.
I don't think you have.
No,
I
felt that was kind of pandering.
I never fucking watched that movie. I was just
I want to see the new one. It looks really good.
I've heard lots of good things about it.
At the same time, if it's just a shot for shot remake of the animated version,
I think it pretty's close.
It's yeah. Like, do I really need to watch it?
You can watch the animated one and be like, oh, that's what it would look like IRL.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Exactly.
I'm good. I'll pass.
But yeah, Gaston, like, he just wanted to date this hot girl.
He was a super attractive guy. He wanted to date this hot girl. He helped the city do a lot of stuff.
Yep.
He was a model.
He was a model.
He actually threw out
the crazy old man.
He threw out the crazy old drunks from the bar.
Yep.
Like, he...
And he rose up an angry mob to go kill the monster that lived in the nearby castle.
That was terrifying and threatening.
And abducting people.
He literally was a savior to these people. And then Belle was like, no, I like hairy men.
She likes bears.
Maybe it was the same bear that attacked Leonardo DiCaprio.
That'd be a good crossover.
Beauty and the Beast and... Devastante.
Wait, what's it called? What?
Yeah, it starts with a D. It's one word. It starts with a D.
It's not a Spanish word.
No. Devenant.
Revenant.
Revenant. Oh, it's an R.
The Revenant.
Not a D. Oh, so close.
The Devenant.
The Devenant.
He's Devenant.
Revenante. Yeah, so, crossover. Definitely should try and link those two movies together. I think there's probably definitely
a... We could probably make it.
We'll do it.
We should make a really shit studio name for our, like, shitty movies.
The Communist Movies.
Ooh. Communist Productions.
Manifesto
Productions.
Manifesto.
Because they manifest. they just manifest out of nothing.
They're manifested with zero budget.
And zero thought, and zero anything. Should we do another?
Yeah, okay. You're gonna roll.
Beep. Five. Or three.
The last. Oh, it's a five. Oh, it's a... Read the bottom one there.
When season three of Rick and Morty coming out with... When is season three of Rick and Morty coming out? Follow up why you... What do you think will happen?
Spoilers for 5 to 10 minutes about Rick and Morty. If you haven't watched it, stop fucking listening to this podcast.
Once again.
Because if you're on episode 28 or 9, I'm not sure where we're at now. If you're not listening to this podcast and you've gotten this far without watching Rick and Morty, you don't deserve to be a human. You just...
Yep. Yep.
It's just so good.
Yep.
Anyway...
Okay, so what's going to happen in season
3? No, what's the first part of the question?
When is it going to come out?
Yes, Lane, I'm asking you the question. When is season 3 coming
out? I don't know, July? Hopefully?
You really think it's going to come out in July?
I hope so. I thought they were said this summer.
Summer goes to August 31st or whatever.
September. It's like, oh, we released it in summer.
I call it fall, bitches.
September is fall. You're a liar.
It's fall. It's when I put my pants back on and take my shorts off.
Yeah, I'm hoping soon, because I want more Rick and Morty in my life.
I would say, I bet you it's going to be end of July, beginning of August, is when they release season 3.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. I mean, what, is there any, like, crazy, there's no, like, crazy dates in the summer, July 4th.
Oh, I don't think they would, because I think they did the whole April Fool's thing as, like, a, like, for one kind of a fan service thing, like, here's episode 1, calm down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I just, like, some TV shows like that, like, will release around an occasion.
Oh, really?
Hmm. Yeah. But there's nothing really in July, beginning of August, it's, like, crazy, so.
July 4th. And then, is there anything in August? Labor Day? But that's kind of September.
Yeah. Like I said.
Labor Day weekend?
It would be fall.
And what's going to happen in season 3? Who do you think is going to save Rick? Oh, no, wait. He's already been saved.
Shh. Wait.
Oh, spoilers.
There's definitely going to be...
He's already escaped.
He's escaped, yeah.
I forgot about that.
So...
Well, actually, then I hope they do the Cthulhu episode.
That's the one that seems to never...
Well, because each, pretty much every, so very, very many of the things that happen in the title credits happen as episodes. You have giant, like, hepatitis C monster, is like the Anatomy Park. You've got the, like, Morty being in the power suit, being the,
I really want to see the episode where Rick has to work together with 5 other Ricks. Because remember that episode with the 6 of them are in a ship and they're all different and then one of them gets shot and dies?
Mm.
I really want to see that episode where Rick has to work with himself.
But we've also seen how well Rick plays with other Ricks.
Yeah.
That's
why I thought it'd be so funny, is seeing Rick with other Ricks. It's like, it's just a nightmare.
Do you think that there's a possibility that in... Because, like, the Rick that... The main plot Rick is Rick C-137, right?
Yeah.
Do you think that all of the episodes has been that Rick? Or do you think that there's potentially episodes...
Oh, I'm sure a couple... The meta on that is pretty high, so I'm sure there's a couple episodes where...
Because I feel like there's some episodes where Rick is, like, kind of fucked up, and then there's episodes like the one with Tiny Rick where...
Well, I was going to say, with Tiny Rick...
And he, like, smashes up the test tubes and is, like, hacking his bodies apart where it's, like, high levels of fucked up.
Yeah, I'm sure there's, like that episode and a couple other ones where it's kind of like, maybe it wasn't Rick C-137. Maybe it was...
Oh, I think I'm the other way around. Really? I think
Tiny Rick was not real Rick.
Really? Wait, the one that's chopping up the bodies?
No. But at the beginning of the episode where he goes into the test tubes...
Right.
And creates Tiny Rick.
Because Tiny Rick isn't Rick. That's the thing.
Yeah. But here's another thought that processed through my head. Maybe Tiny Rick is actually a Rick. Not...
Oh, like Tiny Rick is like from real, the Tinyverse Rick.
From Tinyverse.
Okay, sure.
And put Rick in a test tube.
Oh, shit.
And then when Rick got out... Killed all these, like...
These other Ricks.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Oh, shit. That's some...
Yeah. That's, yeah. Yeah.
That's some tinfoil on head-wearing shit.
So, I mean, let that sink in for a little bit.
I'm just basing this off of, like, if we see season 3, episode 1, with all the, you know, him just completely... blatantly killing so many
and
people.
And not feeling bad about a single just, fucking
just to
thing.
Get back... to Earth so that him and Morty can go on more adventures.
Rick and Morty with so many adventures.
9 more seasons. 98 years Rick and Morty.
RickandMorty.com.
Like, that was, like, really, like, whoa, ho, this guy is, like, you know, way fucked up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think putting him in time prison also kind of, like...
But how long was he in time prison for?
We don't really have... Well, it can't be that long because no one's really aged, so...
So maybe a couple months?
Maybe less than a year?
Yeah, like a couple months?
I'm sure within, like, a week he already had, like, an idea of what was going to happen.
Because we also... And another thing, we also saw how fast the Galactic Federation changed the world.
Right.
Like, it was, like, what, like, a couple days?
And they were eating pills?
And they were, like, the complete society had changed.
Yeah, so all of a sudden Earth became open to...
The Galactic Federation.
So, yeah, so season three, I think,
So what do I think is... I don't think we've said what we think is going to happen.
No, we haven't. We haven't said what we think is going to happen.
I think they'll do the Cthulhu episode.
I think they'll do the Cthulhu episode. I think Rick's going to go a little ape shit in this season. I think things are going to get a little bit crazy.
Like, it's going to be the darkest season?
Yeah. I think character might die. Mm. Like, they might kill off...
Like, actually, like, one kill of his off family.
Yeah, one of...
Really? Who do you think they'd kill off, though?
Rick Morty's dead.
Really? Like, they would kill Jerry.
I don't know if they would kill Jerry, but Rick might do something mean, like... not kill off his timeline, sorry. What they, I think might happen is they might stick him somewhere. Jerry will tell him...
Jerry C-137, somewhere.
And bring in another Jerry that doesn't piss him off.
That would be kind of cool.
Like, the Rickest Jerry.
The Rickiest Jerry.
Yeah, the Rickiest Jerry. And bring him in.
I think, actually...
Or he might just tell the family that he killed him, but instead he just sent him to another planet or something.
But I don't think he would do that, because part of his whole ploy was making Beth dump Jerry so that he could just keep...
Yeah, yeah, but no, this is what I think might happen. It's a cool episode. He fakes Jerry's death. He doesn't have the balls to actually kill Jerry, because... Jerry actually means something to Beth. So instead of killing him, he finds a timeline where Jerry does die.
Oh, and replaces him.
And replaces him with his Jerry.
Oh.
And then Jerry doesn't know that he's
gone
to a different timeline.
Oh, so he just like plonks him and he's like, here you go.
Yeah, and that way he no longer has to deal with Jerry. He didn't kill Jerry. And everyone's
that would actually be a really good episode.
Yeah, okay.
If that happens, I'm going to be annoyed because you're going to be have pre-spoiled it for me.
This is going to start.
And I'll be like,
he's going to capture Jerry.
And I'm like, and oh, like, no.
No.
But at the same time, they could, like, could you imagine if they did that, but subverted it so, like they somehow managed to flip it so they do something really fucked up instead because...
Like...
You know, the part where Beth shoots Mr. Poopy Butthole. Yeah. Like, because you expect him to be a thing, and then he turns out to be a real thing.
Person, yeah. Because
for the whole episode,
Rick!
Rick, whatever you say, we're here to help!
That's the other thing, too, is, like, there's still speculation that Poopy Butthole isn't an alien, like, one of those parasites, if it's actually, like... If he is or isn't. There's still speculation around that whole thing. Because, like, if you go back, I watched that episode so many times. And in that episode, I actually really don't like watching that episode. Because I don't find it that interesting. But I always watch it for the first, like, 5 minutes.
Right.
Because I always want to see the introduction to Poopy Butthole.
Right.
And then after Poopy Butthole's story in introducing the next character. Which is Frankenstein, I think. Or, yeah, it's Frankenstein. Or,
I thought, no, it was Mr. I thought it was...
Beauregard?
Mr. Beauregard,
yeah.
Or something like
so, yeah, that. It's Beauregard, yeah. So he introduces Beauregard. And it's like, okay, how did Beauregard get introduced into this? Did he tell a story? Or did Poopy Butthole... So I get all analytical about it, and after 5 minutes, then it goes into, like, the whole rest of it, and I'm like, okay, now I'm done. And I move on to the next episode.
And it just spreads out.
Yeah. But anyway, what do you think is going to happen in the next season?
Okay, besides Cthulhu, I think they're going to do... I really hope that they're going to do some actual backstory to why Rick is the way he is. I hope they do at least two episodes on Rick backstory.
Rick's history.
But I almost feel like they won't do it.
I feel like it's going to be like a quarter of an episode.
It'll be hinted.
Like, I bet you they're going to do like 30-second flashbacks or something
even,
here and there.
Even in season 3 episode 1 where they kind of show it and then it's like, well, you can completely make up whatever you want about a completely fabricated backstory.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I was watching that episode in weird parts because I was at work, so I was like watching 5 minutes and then having to come back and try and catch it. So I saw that part where it was like the background. I was like, oh my god. And then I watched the whole episode. I'm like, oh, it's a fucking fake out. What the fuck?
Well, and the other thing too, And you argue with me about this, but that whole house is the exact house from Breaking Bad.
It's not the exact.
It has the same address.
That's just artists, though.
Yeah, but it's like, it's cookie cutter from a picture.
Yeah, well, that could either be, that could be two things. It could be the artists going and finding a picture of something they like and drawing that, or the writers being really fucking clever and being like, Rick is gonna make up a fake house. What does he remember? Oh, he's super remembering and he liked Breaking Bad.
Well, that's just it, though. But you can't not argue that was a total accident. You can't just be like,
it wasn't accidental.
It's totally based off of Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
I just thought it was so funny, though, the first time I saw it. Because I saw the house and I was like, that looks familiar.
That looks familiar.
And then I did some Googling, and sure enough, the first thing I came across was this picture of the house in Breaking Bad. And I was like, oh my shit, it's the same house.
Have you seen those memes where it's, like, the people, like, trying to, like, do math, and it's, like, all the, like, it's like that. It's just, like, me trying to figure it out.
Figure out Rick and Morty. That's so much simpler, but maybe not.
It's not. I feel like that's pretty complicated. Justin Roiland is, like, an insane person.
Yeah.
All right, are we good? Are we good for another question?
More? We'll do one more than a breaky-poo?
A breaky-poo.
All right.
All right, high-low. Low.
Low.
They're on my phone. They're on this phone. Okay, this is a different, because it's not really a question. Okay, so.
Just deleted something.
Yeah, that was the first one, so.
Five random superpowers. Pick three. Who's the most powerful you can be?
Okay, so what I do is I've got this website. Oopsie. So what you're going to do is you're going to click this button to generate a random superpower. And then what we're going to roll up five. You're going to pick three. And then with those powers, you're going to figure out how you're going to defeat a character and who's the most powerful character you could defeat. So
my god, this is so complicated.
It is a little bit complicated. So I just did a random one, which is hide behind physiology, which is the power to transform into a hide behind, a nocturnal, fearsome critter that American folklore. Oh wow, I thought that was a thing from Gravity Falls. It's actually a real thing. So you can hide behind shit.
You turn into a critter that can hide behind things.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you're really good at hiding behind things. That's a pretty good power.
So wait, are you gonna do all five? You're gonna do all five right now, right?
Should we do?
I'm gonna have to write these down.
I'll get a notepad going, and
this is complicated as.
Do you want to just do three powers?
Let's just do three.
Three
each.
Powers? Okay, three powers. All right. we're going to do three for Lane. Beep, beep, beep. Okay.
Oh my god.
So Lane got identity creation, reptilian physiology, and suffering empowerment.
So IRL.
Okay, so hold on.
Let's read through these. Okay. So, identity creation.
The ability to create brand new identities. The user can create brand new identity for themselves and or others, becoming a new person and discarding their former identity. They can rearrange the records for the new identity, implant new memories in other people, making themselves part of their lives, family. Okay.
Weird.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay, that's kind of a cool one.
Okay, reptilian
physiology. Reptilian physiology. I can mimic or transform into reptiles, including crocodilia, crocodiles, blah, 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 blah. Applications, camouflage, claw retraction, constriction, decelerated aging, thermal armor, enhanced bite, enhanced durability, enhanced lung capacity, hibernation, prehensile tail, prehensile tongue, regenerative healing factor, wall crawling, all right, and suffering empowerment. Okay, the ability to gain strength from suffering. Anguish affinity / empowerment, misery affinity / empowerment. User becomes stronger, faster, more durable from the suffering of oneself and others, possibly unlocking abilities related to the affinity and enhancing the existing powers. That's a really fucked up power.
That's a really dark power.
I love this picture. I don't even know what's going on.
He's getting attacked by butterflies.
He is getting attacked by... Oh, no. He's gaining godlike power from the suffering of millions of butter lives tortured under his possession. Obviously.
Oh, so he's torturing the butterflies and then gaining power from
okay,
them.
So I've already got... I've already thought I can definitely beat anyone... who is susceptible to mind any kind of mind control.
Why is that?
Because what I do the reptilian physiology is kind of pointless. Yeah. That gives me a little bit of toughness.
You have a better advantage of fighting the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Well, also, like, if someone, like, chops my arm off, I can grow a new one, that.
Or you're performing fellatio, you have a really nice tongue.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. but with the identity creation, I can just delete their memories and give them really bad, sad memories, which will trigger my suffering empowerment, making me a more strong being. And I just loop that until I'm like super fucking buff. Oh. So I'd say I could probably go super. So
you're like your abusive relationship sort of thing over and over.
Yeah,
and over
exactly.
Again.
It's like the ultimate abusive.
And then you just like you're gaining strength from it. Wow.
And then I just smack them and vaporize all their with my lizard hand.
My lizard hand.
And also I can crawl on walls. So I'd say reptilian physiology kind of useless, but these two, suffering empowerment
identity.
And that's what my name would be the suffering identity.
Suffering identity with a tail.
I don't know what this... Okay, there's some... this is kind of interesting.
Known users. The charm.
Apparently Buffy the Vampire Slayer and some Sailor Moon characters have had this power. Yeah. Where they can go and rearrange memories. So yeah, like Superman, just go and make everything about his memories very sad, and then he suffers, and then in turn I grow stronger.
Mm. It's pretty good. It's pretty smart.
All right.
And you have a tail.
And I have a tail.
This is pretty okay.
And I am a lizard. All right. Oh wait, here we'll delete mine. So that's my answers. All right, go ahead.
Clickety click. 1, 2, 3.
Mm. Middle mouse button.
Oh, I don't know how to use these.
Okay.
Go back.
One, two, three.
Alright, I have steam manipulation. User can create, shape, and manipulate steam, the gaseous phase of water, which is formed when water boils. Technically speaking, in terms of chemistry and physics, steam is invisible and cannot be seen. However, in common language, it is often used to refer to the visible mist of water droplets. Formed as this water vapor, blah, 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 blah.
So any kind of steam, you have control over.
I have control of steam. Sound sculpting. Oh my god. Users can sculpt and shape sounds and other ambient noises, changing them in any way imaginable, such as changing the sound of rainfall to sound like lion's roar. They can alter existing sounds or even add sounds where non-existent before, including changing qualities of any sound, such as making it sound better, clearer, or even increase the range and volume of the sound. Interesting. Could be very useful. Electricity solidification. The user can manipulate electrons to solidify the electricity with level of solidity going from loose jelly to metal-like hardness or beyond.
That's pretty powerful.
Okay, well...
They don't combo very well. Oh, no, actually... This requires a little bit more science.
Science. Well, I'll say right now, I have the powers of Zeus.
The lightning powers of Zeus. That's sound sculpting. Do you want to do a single reroll? That's why I want to do 5.
I'm
going to
cut sound sculpting and do one reroll.
We're
going
to do a reroll. Because you did... Okay, what up?
Oh, shit. Oh, well.
Ooh!
I have ecological empathy. The user can sense overall well-being and conditions of their immediate environment and natural settings stemming from physical sensitivities to nature, including all biomes, forests, blah, 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 blah. Okay, well, okay, part of this is connecting a lot of really far-fetched dots here. being able to sense... I'm going to have two ways of killing or attacking or fighting here. both use ecological empathy, which is being able to sense the earth, essentially. So essentially, different points of the earth, depending on where I am, I have two advantages here. I can sense the water in the ground, the level of the water, if, like, what's going on in the water, and, like, or if there's any moisture in the air or moisture around me or what has moisture. Then being able to turn that moisture into a gaseous form with steam, so creating steam, and then steaming my enemy, and then casting electricity into it. A lightning bolt into it, and then water is a conductor. So essentially, letting the steam go, and then letting the steam also be a conductor for electricity, and then if they're in the steam cloud, zap.
Okay, so who do you think you could beat?
Anyone.
Okay, but like, how do you kill Superman?
Oh, I catch him in a steam cloud.
I steam him. I steam him.
I mean, the other good part about steam
you'd
is
be
like,
very good at fighting Superman.
You can burn people. You can burn people with steam too. So that's a big part of it. Is essentially, I always have to stay in moist locations.
So I'd say you're once again like I probably with my three. There's no way I'd be able to kill like any kind of anyone who was super mind protected. Or any kind of, like any mortals. If it was mortal, I could probably kill it. But once you got into, like, you know, gods and shit, like, you can't erase the memory of a god. Usually immune to that. So, I feel like
a lot of my fighting, like, a lot of what I could deal with is,
could probably kick the shit out of, like, Spider-Man with that.
Anything that's not mega superpowers is, you could kill easy, like, like the Joker or Batman or Hulk or like,
ooh, but Hulk, how do you kill Hulk with this?
I shoot a laser beam through him, like so.
But he regenerates.
Oh,
Hulk's got crazy healing factor.
I cut him into pieces. You know,
with the lightning.
After I steamed him.
After you steam him.
Steam. But the other thing is about the steam is like. It's a good way to hide from your enemies.
Yeah.
And the other thing is...
Well, also, I was even thinking, like, if you could, like, control steam, you could, like, lift yourself up with the steam.
Oh, yeah, that's a big part of it. So you could, like, essentially levitate or float. The big part for me is also where the fighting happens, right? Because of ecological empathy. Being able to, like, stay in the middle of the wilderness, you have the ability to sense your environment. Like, the creatures with ecological empathy... storm, poison ivy,
swamp thing,
swamp
man thing.
So these are all like essentially. I would choose the fighting. I would have to choose the fight arena, which would be the wilderness.
It would be big on where the fight took place.
Yeah, that would really affect my fight. Would be where it's happening. So, and that's what I'm saying is like, I'll just become a hermit and live in the fucking woods for the rest of my life, and then.
Essentially,
I am Storm. I have control of steam and electricity. Like,
yeah, you are. Yeah, you.
I'm Storm, and I have sense of nature. Like, you can. I'm like the brown wizard from Lord of the Rings mixed with Storm.
That's pretty good.
I'm not
so
bad.
So you're like all the best wizards from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, essentially, all the best wizards and the brown wizard.
So that means you could fight a Balrog.
I could kill a Balrog.
You could 1v1 a Balrog instead of being a stalemate.
Yeah, I could.
And Balrogs are pretty powerful. So, there you go.
But Superman? No.
You could, like, with the electricity...
I could put up a fight.
You could fight Superman, but you'd never be able to beat Superman.
I would never beat Superman. I like how that's the reference point of, like, what's the hardest thing.
Well, because, like, Superman's kind of a good staple for, like, the peak... Like, above Superman...
Superman has, like, the stupidest amount of powers. It's just, like...
But at the same time, technically, if you shoot a lightning bolt at him, like things like lightning hurt super... Like, it hurts super... Shut up,
sort of glowing green rocks, apparently. It's impossible to kill Superman unless you slip him a green rock.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're like, wait, is this guy for real? Like...
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of Superman for that very same reason.
Stupidest idea. All right, we're at break time.
That's a break time.
It's at 38 minutes.
We're doing good.
Jesus.
Okay, we're back.
Wait. We're back, but hold on.
But Vietnam is happening.
Vietnam. Okay, pause. Okay, we're back.
Today's episode is brought to you by the Vietnam War.
The Vietnam War, and also working too much. pay the bills. To pay for this podcast. By the way, I've been paying for this podcast for like 2 months now by myself.
Wait, have you?
Yeah.
I thought we still had Toby funds.
No, we're out of Toby funds.
We're out of Toby funds? So I'll just credit it to my rent.
Okay. Does he know?
Don't give me, like, I could start pouring. I'm usually pretty lenient with rent. I'm like, you know, just tell me how much I owe.
I know you are. I don't take advantage of you at all.
Yeah, you better. Open up my beer, Squire.
Oh, yeah. All right, so we got 3 questions left. We're going to power through these guys, because we're only going to go 20 minutes
should
longer.
Should I do one for yours?
Yeah, yeah. High, low?
Nice. High, low. Low.
Low, it's a low question.
Oh, because there's 2 more of yours, 1 more of mine.
Yeah, top one.
Top one. You have to fight a mythical creature chosen by your podcast buddy using only basic items you would find in the woods. How would you defeat it? Okay, so I...
So each get to pick a mythical creature for each other.
Okay.
Not too crazy, because you know how we're fighting it. Okay, so it can't be like...
Well, what's the weight class?
Well, give me the options.
Like, well, like, can it be as big as an elephant?
Yes.
It can be as big as an elephant.
It can be strong as an elephant.
Okay.
But it can't be as strong as, like Trogdor.
Like a Kraken.
Yeah, it couldn't
I
will throw this rock at the Kraken. Mm. And you're in the mythical fighting room.
Okay. So, well, now, what if it's not, like, as strong as an elephant in physical power, but, like, it's, you know, very strong in, you know, psychic or magical power?
Sure.
Okay.
You got something? I got something as well.
I'm gonna go for an... I'm gonna go with... okay. I've got mine.
I got mine. You want me to go first?
Sure.
Pegasus.
A Pegasus.
You gotta fight a Pegasus.
Okay. I could probably... I feel like I could... With things I could find in the woods.
Correct.
Okay.
How will you beat a Pegasus?
A Pegasus. Well.
It's gonna be like flying around, and it's gonna come in and like... Like, clomp you with its hooves.
Well, now, do I get the drop on the Pegasus?
No, you're both in the gray fighting room. Doors open.
Oh, well.
Pegasus flies in. You walk in with your strange woods item that you've made.
So I guess I make a spear?
I suppose
I make
so.
A sharpened stick? And I hope...
I use a pointed stick.
And I hope that, I hope that the Pegasus doesn't clomp me to death. But the advantage of our room is it doesn't get very much height advantage.
No, I didn't envision that high either. It's like,
okay.
like what, 20, 30 20 feet?
Yeah. So it can dive bomb me, but not go full on.
No.
Yeah.
But not far enough to also fly away from a spear, right? If you threw it.
Yeah. No. So I'm going to go a long pointed stick, a bunch of small pointed sticks, and a rope lasso.
Good choice.
That's my choice.
Yeah, I would say like you could throw the short pointed sticks and then you keep the long one for when it dive bombs you and you lie down, like you get real low just like
stab it in the dick.
In the rope, you get really, really good.
Well,
try
to lasso it.
Yeah.
Well, no, even just like throw the lasso to like get it by the neck
and
just start
yanking. Kill it, you can drink the Pegasus blood.
Ooh, and I become young again.
Yeah.
No, I thought that was unicorn blood.
Probably.
A little bit of A.
Five
of one, six of half.
You don't become young, you just become a little bit younger. Like, or you look younger. It's like good for your skin. You just rub the blood on your
like
skin.
Like semen. Everyone knows that semen is good for your skin.
That's gross.
It's just about science.
Science. All right, your creature is a semen monster.
No, it's the Medusa.
Oh.
Because you sure as hell aren't finding no mirror in the...
What do I make in the woods? A blindfold.
So you make a blindfold, so now you're fighting the Medusa blind.
I would definitely find a way to fashion a visor of some kind.
A visor?
Like something that...
You know.
A looky-downy item.
A leaf hat.
A leaf hat with a sticker on it.
You gotta have the sticker.
You gotta have the sticker. You can't wear it without the sticker. Mm. So a leaf hat with a sticker. And then I would probably take... Um... my weapon of choice would probably be actually, oh, what are they called? The rocks, two ends, the rope in between them.
Bolas.
Bolas, yeah. Bolas. Probably use a bolas, realistically. Mostly just because I feel like the best way to try and fight a Medusa is to, like, stop it from moving. Because you can't look at it directly, so it's hard to track where it's going or what's going on. So if you try and figure out where it is...
If you can immobilize and make it.
Yeah, and then essentially once you immobilize it, it's pretty much pretty easy from there, I think. Yeah, like, I feel like once I've immobilized it...
Then you have the edge.
And I pulled my leaf visor all the way down, at that point it's a matter of using my pointed stick...
Your pointed stick.
...to stab it to death.
Fresh fruit not good enough for us, eh? Gonna get all high and mighty, do we, eh?
I have to defend myself from a pointed stick.
Well, let me tell you this. When some homicidal maniac comes at you with a pair of loganberries, don't come crying to me! Anyone who gets that reference gets 12 bonus points.
12 lane points.
12 lane points, which can be traded in at your local lane dealer.
You get enough lane points, maybe they'll release season 3 of Rick and Morty!
Oh, yeah.
Fuck!
Oh, do you know what was the best thing? When we were doing our last episode, and we rolled the famous Muppet Frogs, and we both just lose it. That was fucking hilarious.
I gotta listen to that one. It's good. When it's released.
Oops. Hey man, no one noticed. What does that say, Andrew?
I got a lot of messages on my Facebook about it, actually. No, I'm fucking kidding you.
Except you didn't know, because I told you tonight.
Yeah. All right. Two more questions.
Two more questions.
We killed the Pegasus, and we killed...
Wait. Actually, I want to do a quick add-on.
Okay.
Why would my animal defeat you, and why would your animal defeat me?
I think the Pegasus would defeat you from sheer ability, like speed.
Mobility
and speed. Mobility is a big one. Speed is the speed of mobility. So, like, the ability to, like, to navigate around you really quickly. Also, it's a horse, so...
It's a horse with wings.
Yeah, so let's say it lands, it can still run around you and clobber you. So I think the horse part of it is kind of like...
Even me fighting a regular horse would be difficult.
Yeah, with a pointed stick. So I love how, like, the options are rocks and sticks.
And the main thing with me is the fact that you are blindfolded, it's gonna just fucking charge you.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And then it's gonna start... Actually, also, Medusa sometimes has a bow.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Medusa in many
make a leaf armor?
In many of the Greek tales, Medusa is armed with a bow. So you'd be like, huh? And then you would just be impaled.
I feel like there would be a very slim chance that I would be able to beat Medusa.
I don't think there's a whole lot of woodland creatures you could beat if your only options were things you could find in
the
wood.
Or I would shine a leaf to the point where I could see the reflection of Medusa. And
you
then...
would just... You would pour layer after layer of
semen.
Of whale semen.
onto the leaf. I would have to swim to the ocean and masturbate these whales until I got
and
gallons
then,
of whale semen.
We wouldn't need a gallon. Well, one load would be gallons.
One load would be gallons.
It would be many gallons.
So, yes, gallons of whale
Don't
semen.
Don't drown in the whale semen.
No, do not drink the whale semen. And
well, then, it's great and then, for your skin.
Who needs a Pegasus when you
actually right there get a facial from a whale, your entire body is a mirror. It's so shiny.
I'm just like, oh, there she is. Yeah, perfect,
powerful.
Also, it's a thick gelatin layer of armor against the bow.
Against the bow, a thick layer. Ew.
She'll like shoot it and we'll get stuck. You're like, haha, you're no match for my
no
whale
match.
Semen.
Except just hopefully you don't vomit from the smell.
Which will definitely happen.
Okay, alright. So I'm doing you. No, you're doing my last question.
Yeah, I'm doing your last question.
I feel... No, it's this phone. Fool.
Ooh. Tricked again.
Okay.
Which one is it? You replaced the villain of one... No, you deleted your last question.
No, that's the last question. I deleted the first question.
You replaced the villain of one of your favorite movies knowing the plot. How do you succeed in your plan?
Okay, so you pick one of your favorite movies. understanding the plot and story of that movie, how do you defeat the villain?
Oh, I'm not the villain.
How do you defeat the hero? I am the villain. Or how do you succeed in your plot?
So instead, I know the whole storyline already. I get to be the villain this time, and I get to try and win.
So what do you change about... So pick a movie first. Like, I didn't want to just be like, oh, this movie.
I'm good.
Okay, what movie did you pick?
Batman.
Which Batman?
Bane.
The Batman. Batman!
Would you like to become League of Shadows, Batman?
All right, how do you defeat Batman, knowing the plot?
Well, I have two answers.
Yep.
The first answer is, after I break Batman's back, I then shoot him in the head. So, problem solved. But, you know, that's not what Bane would do. So, break Batman's back, and then go back and break both his legs.
Actually, or even chopping off his arms.
You know...
Or chopping off one leg.
Like, cutting his toes off and eating them? That could be an option?
Like,
his balance would be super fucked up. He wouldn't be able to
just,
do it.
Even just one toe.
Yeah, like
Batman could probably get a weird bat toe, though. Yeah. You'd want to go whole foot.
Yeah, yeah. It's just the head of a bat sewn onto where his big toe is.
Yeah, so it's...
Yeah. I'd probably, like, in Bane style, go back and stomp his femurs. and that way I broke his back and both of his legs. And then I'd be like, okay,
you're really, like, definitely after, not coming back from this. After breaking someone's back, you really don't expect them to bounce back. And then it's like, oh, fuck!
I thought I was good!
I'm pretty sure I snapped your motherfucking back and your back!
I thought you were a paraplegic!
I left you to die in a hole in some Arabian country! What the shit is this?
So, yeah. Mm. Short answer. Shoot him in the head.
Yeah, just kill him.
Just kill him.
Just kill him.
Because you already broke his back. You won the battle. Just, like, go the extra mile and make sure he's
like the answer for a lot of these could be just kill him.
Well, it's the thing is there's so many episodes villains beat the bad guy.
Austin Powers. Like,
oh, yeah.
Why don't you just kill him? I'll go get my gun. We'll kill him together.
Yeah.
But, see... That's the thing.
But that's the game, the cat and mouse.
Exactly.
Right?
Like, I was thinking about it. I'm like the most fun thing about being a supervillain is being able to do the gloating.
It's like the Lego movie with the Joker, and he's like, I'm your villain. We complete each other.
Yeah, exactly. Or like in the, what is it? The Venture Brothers, where the Monarch is fighting Jonas Venture Jr.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like fencing. It's the art of it.
Or he becomes the blue whatever moth or whatever it is.
The blue morpho.
Blue morpho, and he's killing everybody. He's like, it just feels so wrong.
But so many like. But that's part of the fun of being the villain, is being able to gloat and being able to,
like... Yeah, it's like, look, I'm not supposed to win, and I'm winning, and I'm gonna gloat because you always win.
Yeah.
So, the one time that I'm gonna win, I'm gonna rub it in your face.
Actually, I think that's also kind of one of the things to kind of show... It's a subtle way of storytellers showing that being, you know, boastful...
Yeah.
Is kind of bad.
Right.
It's not a good quality.
It's not good to be boastful. Yeah, because, yeah. I mean, because people don't want to be boastful, so they're saying, okay, well, the villains are going to be boastful because people don't like people who are boastful.
And it ends up not paying off.
And then
off.
Karma comes around and says, well, look, you boasted about it. You had the chance to just shoot him in the head.
Mm.
And instead, you gloated by just breaking his back.
I'm trying to think of a movie where I want to be the villain of. That's tricky. I'm gonna just like pick a rando movie.
The Darkest Hour.
The Darkest Hour.
But instead of hiding in the cave, you actually come out and eat them.
and eat them. No one's gonna get that reference. We haven't released that.
We released the Darkest Hour episode
I thought that was episode 2.
Maybe. I don't remember.
Because, I don't know. Andrew, pick a movie for me.
The Incredibles.
Syndrome is the villain in that.
Syndrome!
I was actually thinking about that movie, because that's another one where they play with that, like, oh, yeah. It's like, you sly dog, you caught me, you got me monologuing.
Yeah.
Because, like, they play against, like, they play into that's the whole thing, villain like, a thing. Villain monologue.
And that's
like,
a villain that you actually feel bad for, kind of, too. Like,
because he was
mistreated, like.
He kind of was mistreated. He's a little bit more complicated than, like, oh, I'm just a bad guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, knowing the plot, I would know about, like, them surviving the plane crash, so I would send it, like, a bunch of carpet bombs.
The answer is, just kill them.
Yeah, the answer is, just kill them.
You have them in that place.
But see, I would... That. This is gonna make me sound kind of fucked up. Because Mr. Incredible's family is on the plane, and the plane gets shot down, but they survive. So what I'd do is I'd have them found and then killed. But then I'd still get to gloat at Mr. Incredible, so I still kind of get my...
So you're like, hey, look, I killed your family. Like, carpet bomb.
That would be really risky, though.
And then...
I'd probably...
So you'd still gloat.
I have to.
I mean, you killed 3 out of 4.
And I...
Four out of five. There's 3 of them total.
No.
5 of them total.
No, because the baby's at home.
Oh, right.
I'd leave the baby.
And then you carpet bomb that.
And I'd definitely take my cape off. But at the same time, capes look so cool.
Just wear it backwards.
It would be a clip-on.
Clip-on. Oh, smart. Quick release.
Obviously.
Duh.
But yeah.
And then, so you're gloating, and he breaks out and starts strangling you.
No, but even then, in the thing, he doesn't kill him. Hmm. Like any...
You're a risky man. I think breaking Batman's back is enough gloating for me.
I like a classic villainy. Classic villainy is just like... Just
gets me on.
It's something beautiful about it. That's why I love being the dungeon master, because it lets me be.
You're like, I can do make a constitution saving throw. Why?
And I get to go. Like, I can go and do a villain monologue.
Yeah, you get to. You know.
I'm really excited. I'm really excited for more Curse of Strahd, because. Anyone who's in my Curse of Strahd campaign, stop listening right now.
I'm sure they're all listening.
Well, Genevieve will be.
All right. Genevieve.
Stop listening. Strahd will, is a villain who will go and, like, just torment the party just to go and be an asshole at them. Like, he's a full-on sociopath. So he'll go down.
So he's at the full gloat.
Yeah, and that's why
you're really looking forward to it. You've probably written pages of monologue.
I haven't written pages, but I'm going to.
Pages. First draft, second draft.
Have you seen my binder of D&D notes? I don't know why I pointed to my bed.
Is it in this room?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure everything else is in your bed.
Hey man, I just got home last night. Give me a break.
Your tent's in the bed, you have clothes in your bed.
I gotta run.
There's some recycling in your bed. What's this? This is a,
a phone box.
A box for a phone that's in your bed. What else is in here?
I can delete.
There's a package of Club Orange McVitie's in your bed. There's a schedule for your work in here. Let's see. There's my lighter. My lighter's in here.
Get your lighter out of there.
What else have we got?
Get out of here. Just cut it out. Right, let's do the last question.
All right.
What's the last question?
Bitch. It's a one-word story.
Oh, it's a one-word story?
The topic. Is the half-empty glass.
The half-empty glass. Okay. Who should we start with?
I'll start.
All right, go.
The
glass
was
very
half-empty. Lane
spoke
very
quickly
about
the
glass.
Suddenly,
the
glass
wasn't...
So
empty
anymore
because
Lane
poured
another
beverage into
the
glass.
But
it
started
to
overflow.
So
Lane
slurped
the
beverage
awkwardly,
thus
getting
beverage
all
over
his
nuts. He
That's my turn, bitch!
He
grabbed
for
a
Kleenex,
but
found
there
was
no
Kleenex
anywhere
in
his
house.
He screamed
into
the
void, saying,
"Why?
Why, void? Why?" Okay, new story. Half-empty glass. The half-empty glass.
Okay. Once
upon
a
time,
there
was
a
half-empty
glass
owned by
Schmeldon.
Schmeldon.
The.
Don't make me say it.
Schmeldon the what, bitch?
The goblin. Schmeldon the goblin.
Loved
to
fill
his
glass
only
halfway. He
went
into
the tavern
to
fill
his
glass
halfway
with
a salty
beverage.
Ew! I don't know why salty came first to mind.
You got me. It's so gross.
Well,
go ahead.
He
asked
the
barkeep
to
try
his
half-salty
glass.
The
barkeep
tasted
the
salty
beverage and
was
very,
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 very
horny.
The
goblin
mounted
his
barkeep
and
poured
his
salty
beverage
all
over
his
barkeep. Gross.
So gross.
Alright, I think that's enough.
Oh, Schmeldon.
Tales of Schmeldon.
The Tales of Schmeldon. I just didn't want to say fish. Like, no!
Schmeldon the fish. Alright, is that are we good? Are we good?
I think we're good.
Are
there. We're good in an hour.
Alright.
So all we're gonna do is put the other podcast up.
This has been
People say words.
The people who say words. That words and verbs.
This is our new void. Look at this. Beautiful.
It's a box. I'm going to delete that. This has been People Say Words.
Your friendly neighborhood podcast.
Send some goddamn questions, Daniel.
And money?
Whatever.
Yeah.
What is it, like $20?
Yeah, it's like 15.
Yeah, it's like 8. Who cares? That's like,
well,
that's not even 8.
I remember about 8 months ago when we started this whole thing, and you were like,
"Once it gets,
swear to God, if I have to drop a single fucking dollar on this, I'm gonna fucking quit." That was you 8 months ago.
I can delete that.
You fucking piece of shit. Okay.
Send us next week.
Till next week.
Week.
Have a good night.
Week.